Today is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we're not going to be sad, we're going to be glad.
Amen.
Amen. Second Corinthians, please. Hallelujah. Now, next I want to do is thank everybody for being here tonight. God bless you. We're going to have a good time.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'd like to draw your attention to chapter 4. I don't know exactly where to start. It's all so good. But let's start with verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Heavenly Father, I ask you to rise up big within me tonight and teach the word of God to these your people. And let us, Lord, not only hear, but become doers of the word.
Amen.
Let us walk in love, but let us walk in demonstration of the power that is resident within us. Now, everybody say with me, greater
is he
that is in me. Come on,
greater is he
that is in me
than he
that's in the world. So if we have the greater one, then the greater one cannot have authority over what we have.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
So realize this. In this battle, we're going to have to stand strong on what we believe.
Amen.
Hello, my brother. Good to see you. It's good to be seen, too.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
Now, one of the things that's easy to do is get discouraged.
Yeah.
Why? Well, this didn't work, that didn't work. We heard about this, we hear about that, we hear about... First thing you know, if you're not careful, you begin to believe, come on, all these negative things instead of believing the Word of God.
Amen.
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 So let's read on. It's going to be a very interesting word tonight. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. You don't know where I am? Verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Has she got it? Okay. Now watch this. Even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is getting stronger every day.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
Now, I can testify that I can't quite do what I did 40 years ago.
Amen.
And I sure can't do what I used to do 60 years ago.
Outward.
But that's the outward man.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
But the inward man, now watch what the scripture says, is being renewed. Come on, renewed. So when you expel energy, he renews.
Amen.
No, you didn't get that. When you expel energy, see, I get so tired of tired Christians.
Amen.
Why? Because your body, according to the word, is being renewed day by day. Come on, y'all. But it's sometimes a battle of faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because your body speaks and talks another language. Pain, older, can't do what you used to do.
Amen.
Come on. But the spirit man says, come on, boy. Let's go. I got news for you. I've studied this thing out. God's not getting older. It's me that's getting older. But that's only the outward man. The inward man is being renewed day by day, praise God. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So I said to the Lord, Lord, what does all that mean? He said, the apostle's saying here, he's gone through some light afflictions. And I said, all right, what did he go through? Now, hold your place there and go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I sure hope I can find an amen in this house tonight.
Amen.
Besides the amen lady. Hallelujah. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequently. In deaths, often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I've been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Well, some of you can say that. But anyway, this is different. This is... these are rocks. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils of my own countrymen. In perils of the Gentiles. In peril in the city. And perils in the wilderness. And perils in the sea. And perils in among the false brethren. In weariness and toil. In sleeplessness often. In hunger and thirst. And fasting often. Cold and naked. Besides other things that come upon me daily, is the deep concern for all the churches. Go back to the other one. For the light affliction. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
You think you got trouble?
Yeah, that's right.
When's the last time you were shipwrecked?
Right.
When's the last time you spent all night in the ocean bobbing around? Come on.
Amen.
The biggest thing we got is a little rejection once in a while, or our little faith project didn't operate the way we thought it should.
Amen.
But this guy's talking about real affliction.
Right.
But he says they're only for a moment. Why? Because it's going to build something on the inside of me.
Amen.
It's going to build character.
That's right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Because sometimes, no, just, you don't have to call me Father. I'm not a...
church.
Yeah. I left my thing home. But come on, it's building something on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Why? Because if everything was always smooth, come on, y'all, you wouldn't need God.
That's right.
You wouldn't need the Word. You wouldn't need to pray. You wouldn't need nothing. But these things come along, but it builds the inner man. The all outer man may be perishing, but the inner man's getting stronger and stronger. And your character is getting stronger and stronger. And you can be trusted. And you,
amen.
Come on, you can be counted on. And your yea will be yea and your nay will be nay.
Right. Amen.
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 I don't like persecution. I like to be liked. I like everybody to like me. But there's some folk, Mark, I know you won't believe this, but there's some folk don't like me. I don't know why. Sometimes. Well, anyway. Praise the Lord. Huh? What'd she say?
She knew that would come.
Yeah. She's been around a while. Now watch this. Why we do not look at things which are seen. Come on. Amen. See, you can see. I see all these problems. Or you can see something else. Come on, you can either see all the problems or you can see some answers, praise God.
Amen.
Now watch this. Now we do not look at things that are seen, but at things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary.
Yes.
Hello?
Amen.
But the things that are not seen are
eternal.
Now, what are we trying to build? Something eternal or something temporal? Well, evidently it's a mixed action here. Come on. But I got news from Marybelle, said it in the room back there tonight. She said, you know, all this stuff we think's important in this life ain't worth 10 cents compared to eternity. You better be ready. This is not a game. This is not something just because you got your little feelings hurt, bless your darling little heart. Come on. No, you got to stay right with God. You got to be tough enough to go through a few things.
That's right.
The Apostle Paul went through all kinds of stuff and called them light afflictions.
That's right.
Anybody still here? It's just, thank God you're here. One for you, there'd be no amens at all. I haven't even got one from Marybelle yet. While we do not look to things which are seen, that's easy. It's easy to look at the stuff you can see, but it takes faith to see what you can't see. Well, are you back on that faith thing just for a little bit? We'll get on a little later here. Okay? So I want to build something eternal. Amen. Because, you see, I'm going to spend eternity. No, I'm just passing through this life. I'm a pilgrim going through this life, but I've got an eternity ahead of me.
That's right. Amen.
Yep.
But I can build something with God's glory even here. I don't have to wait for glory. I can wait right here. And even though I might go through some stuff, it builds Bob Lemon up in his inner man, and Bob Lemon gets stronger and stronger and stronger until he can declare a thing, and it is declared.
Amen.
Wow. I thought that was pretty good preaching. Hallelujah. Now, stay in go over to chapter 5 and look at verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a... Did you hear anything? Is a...
New creation.
Which means you can't be what you used to be because you're a new creation. God called those things that be not as if they already were and saw you from eternity back. Hello.
Amen.
You're no mistake and nobody in this room's a mistake.
Amen.
You all have purpose. God loves you.
Amen.
God needs you.
Amen.
And God, listen, God wants to spend eternity with you as Jesus' bride.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I ain't not going to preach till I get a better amen. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, who are you in tonight? I know where I am. I'm in Christ. I'm in the Savior. I'm in the Son of Almighty God.
Amen.
He is a new creation. That means old things have passed away.
Amen.
Has anybody in this house had something pass away? I know what's passed away in my life. Me.
Amen.
Why? Because old Bob Lemon's been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And through crucifixion, he became a
new man,
a new creature.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
With an eternal hope of glory on the inside of him.
Amen.
Glory's up here too, but glory's in here too.
Yes. Yes.
Glory.
Amen.
Verse 18. Or behold, all things become new. Okay. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus the Anointed One and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now look at verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God was pleading through, as though God was pleading through us, we implore you in Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become. The righteousness of God.
Amen.
He who knew no sin.
Amen.
Zip, zero, none.
Amen.
Ever. Became sin. Who sin?
My sin. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Took our sin upon him that we might become new creations.
Amen.
Not saved sinners.
No.
Amen.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. I've been born again. I'm more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. That's me. That's you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Well, I don't feel like it. I understand that. There's some days you don't feel like it. That's when you got to get back in the Word.
Amen.
That's when you got to call up somebody and say, my God, pray me through this mess.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Am I doing all right? No. And he made him who knew no sin to be sin, that he might become the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
Okay? Everybody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
If you're in Christ, and Christ is in you,
you must be a new creation.
And you must be righteous.
And you must be righteous.
Oh, wow.
But it's not your righteousness. But it's his righteousness.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
What are you trying to do, Doc? I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to get you happy. I'm trying to get you to walk out of here and say, wow, I'm somebody because God's in me and God cannot fail. And because God's in me, I can't fail. I'm a new creation and I'm righteous. It's going to get better in a minute. Hallelujah. Go to Philippians. Thank you for that. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Are you ready? Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. not that I've already obtained, nor am already perfected, but I'm just put mine in there, but I keep pressing on. I wish God would put the word keep in there, because you got to keep pressing on, because there's always somebody going to tell you you ain't going to make it. Always somebody going to bring the negative in. Come on. Now watch this. Not that I've already obtained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which the anointed Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself as apprehended, but one thing I do, I forget those things which lie behind. Now, what kind of a word is reaching in English? It's an action word. Who said that? Good for you. Now, that's about as much about English as I know. But it's an action. It must be a verb. Wouldn't it be a verb? Okay, that's where I was trying to get to. It's an action word. Amen. So it's going to take action, because evidently we have to reach for something, which means you got to get off your backside. Your posterior. The sit-down equipment. Forgetting those things which lie behind. Reaching forward. Oh, my God, if we could ever get the church to reach forward. Because our favorite song for years has been marching on, old Christian soldiers, backwards. Come on. Man, we can talk history like crazy, but let's begin to make some history. Amen. There's enough people in this room, and I've said this a zillion times in a zillion churches, there's enough people here to take any city in America.
That's right. Amen.
But you can't do it sitting down, you can't do it belly aching, and you can't do it because you got your feelings hurt. You don't know, Brother Lemon, what they did to me. Oh, poor baby. Let's throw you in the deep a few times. Let's get the whipping post out and scourge you, save one. 39 lashes.
That's right.
I wonder how many Christians would hang around after that one. I wouldn't. Could it be that we love this flesh more than we love serving the Lord? Boy, did that go over flat. That thing crashed and burned on takeoff, I'm telling you. But come on. We're so concerned about us. And we're not the issue. The issue is, what have you done with Christ? And who are you in Christ? And what can you do in Christ? Because I taught you last night, all things are possible to them that believe. And with God it's impossible, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So there's nothing you can't do. Years ago, I went to Rhema Bible Training Center. First thing I did, I volunteered to run TV cameras. I'd never seen a TV camera in my life. I figured you held the thing with the handles. And they taught me how to run a TV camera. Come on. But you can do all things through Christ. Well, Brother Lemon, you know, that's just not my anointing. Boy, if we run that thing in the ground. Come on. Well, what is your anointing? Sitting here and doing nothing? I can't find that in the book.
Amen.
The Bible says, do whatever your hand finds to do and do it with all your might.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Brother Lemon, were you a good camera operator? Nope. Why? Because I didn't know how to do it. They had to teach me. Then when Buddy Harrison started the church, I became the song leader. Was you a good song leader? Nope. Why not? Because I was a soloist. Come on. But they taught me. And Buddy Harrison sometimes would be behind me going, hmm. 2,000 people out there and I can't find the note. Go ahead and laugh. But within a year, I was leading worship for great big conventions down in Texas.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yep.
But it never would have happened if I kept looking behind.
Right.
And not reaching forward.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You know who likes this message? People are already doing it. Brethren, verse 13, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which lie behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press. What kind of a word is press? It's a verb.
Amen.
You got to do something.
That's right.
Amen.
You know why you got a church where you are? Because you pressed.
Amen.
That's right.
I depressed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, there were days you depressed.
Because
you're human.
Yes.
That's right.
But your inner man took
Amen.
Over.
Glory. That's right. Hallelujah. Yes, it did. Thank you.
Yes.
The inner man says, man, we're doing the hope of glory here.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
And he pressed and pressed and pressed.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Wayne Elston and his wife have pressed and pressed and pressed. Some of you people in this church have pressed and pressed and pressed till you're tired of pressing. That's when you got to press. Because you got the victory within sight.
Amen.
I prophesy that within 6 months you will not recognize this house. In 6 months, this will be known as a house of joy. Unspeakable joy and full of His glory. Well, I don't believe that. Well, probably you won't have much joy.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Because you're not pressing.
That's right.
But if you're pressed, God will meet you. I'm telling you, He will meet you in the press.
Amen.
The Hebrew children. Remember, the king made a statue and you had to bow down to the stupid statue every time the music plays. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, there ain't no way I'm going to do it.
That's right.
I'm not going to worship that thing.
That's right.
So the king says, well, we'll teach you.
Yeah.
Stir up the fire.
That's right.
Make it 7 times hotter than it's ever been before.
Right.
Man, them guys loved it. They were so happy to throw those three little Hebrew boys in there, say, watch this. Remember when we were roasting hot dogs? Watch what we do with these guys. Huh? I try to make things so you can understand what I'm talking about. And 7 times hotter. And they take their best soldiers and throw the Hebrew children in there, and it kills the soldiers. And the king walks over and then he says, say, brothers, didn't we throw 3 in there?
That's right.
Oh, yes, king, we threw 3. Well, then how come there's 4 in there?
Amen.
4? Yeah, 4. Who's that other guy? It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's the great Jesus Christ manifesting Himself and saying, I am who I say I am. And if I got to meet you in the fire,
Hallelujah.
I'll meet you in the fire.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me a minute. Got a little carried away. Guy said, my teeth are like stars. They come out at night. Sorry. Colossians. Since you didn't like this one, let's try Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Here we go. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he, Jesus, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. What did he do?
Triumphant.
He triumphant or beat them.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Please listen. Far as I can tell in my studies, every demon of hell saw the whole deal.
Yes. 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 Amen. Yep. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
There's no demon running around that doesn't know that Jesus is victor.
Yep.
The only one that hasn't figured that out yet is most of the church.
Right. That's right.
But Jesus Christ is the victor.
Amen.
And Jesus, the sinless one, took your sin and now has made you righteous or victorious in every area of life. Glory to God. I'm getting my voice back. Preach a little harder, I'll get my voice back.
Hallelujah.
Now, having disarmed. Now, nowadays in churches, a lot of churches have brothers that carry weapons. My friend Dr. Barkley in Michigan has three guys that carry, and one black belt karate guy.
Wow.
And because he's been threatened so much.
Yes.
And the judge in his town called him and says, you've got to carry weapons because we can't protect you.
Wow.
And every time I go to his church, the sheriff's there, sheriff car. And one night I went there, the CIA was there. Yeah, he has such a high security rating with the military. Amen.
Amen.
But the weapons of our warfare,
yes,
are not 40 caliber.
Right.
They're spiritual.
Thank you, Lord.
Now watch. To the pulling down. Maybe that's part of the reaching.
Yeah.
Pulling down strongholds. And guess who put some of the strongholds up? Us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes ministry has to come along and say, you know what? We've been doing that for 30 years. We ain't doing it no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's been my job, and what will I do? Well, maybe you're not anointed anymore in that.
Right.
Maybe you have a fresh anointing.
Yeah.
Come on. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
I got six people nodding and two bobbleheads. Hallelujah. What do I do now, Lord? Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Let me read that 15 again. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public. Everybody say public.
Public.
God is tired of doing stuff in a back room.
Amen.
God is tired of the move of the Spirit in the back room.
Amen.
God wants to publicly demonstrate his glory, his power, his anointing through you publicly. That's how he defeated Satan.
Hallelujah.
What do we got to be ashamed of?
That's right.
Not a thing.
Amen.
Our gospel is a gospel of life,
yes.
Gospel of light, a gospel of power, a gospel of anointing.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I'm not ashamed of this gospel. I'm not ashamed of the anointing. I'm not ashamed to be a minister of the gospel. Some churches now don't have any move of the Holy Ghost, except maybe on a Monday night, so a few folk come. Well, what do we got to hide?
That's right.
Well, we don't want to offend the visitors. What visitors? Come on.
Amen. Amen.
You and I weren't offended the first time we saw it.
Right.
I'd look at this stuff and go, wow, did you see that? Whoa, look at, man.
Right.
Wonder how he did that.
Right.
We weren't offended.
No.
But we're more modern. It's 2013. We're more mature. Let me entertain you, troops. I'm the USO. You've been in a little battle, so we're just going to calm down. No, what we're going to do is refire.
Yes.
We need to get in the furnace with the three Hebrew children and Jesus and get our fire back.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Now, Ephesians chapter 6. Boy, it scared me. I looked over here and I thought, man, there's no chapter 6, but I was in Philippians. Ephesians chapter 6.
Amen.
Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be weak in the Lord.
Strong.
Huh?
Strong.
Oh, no, that's not politically correct. You might offend somebody. No, we have to compromise our message because we don't want to offend anybody. Well, that's not the gospel. I'll tell you, if you study that book, sooner or later you get offended. I don't know about you, but when I studied, I find me in there all the time.
Yes.
And I find he's talking to me.
Yes.
And I say, wait a minute, God, I'm Bob Lemon. I've been in the ministry 53 years, remember that? We've traveled 3 million miles plus, remember that? Remember my left foot hurts? I got a bandage on it? You know what he says? Nothing. Well, I know why he says nothing. He don't care what you think.
Oh my goodness.
It's by his grace you did anything.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I thought about tonight taking off my shoe and showing everybody my bandage. And maybe I could get some pity. And maybe some folk would, oh, look at Brother Lemon, he's so bold. He's up there preaching with his short foot. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. God goes.
Amen. Amen.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the, here he goes, in the power of Pastor Wayne's might.
No, no.
Oh, Diane, Prophet Diane's might. Oh, Sister Mary Bell's might. Oh, Brother Apostle, Prophet, Evangelist, Pastor, Teacher. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, here's the key. Put on, put on the armor of God, because you won't get shot so often. Didn't say you wouldn't be shot at.
That's true. That's true.
But it comes clink. Why? Because I've got a shield of faith. And so a fiery dart comes. Bam!
Amen. Amen.
You know who I am? I'm a superhero. Why you say that?
Amen.
In Christ.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Without Christ, I couldn't find the church. Right. But in Him, I'm doing it light on purpose. But I want you to get it. Yeah. Because in Him, there's nothing impossible.
Amen.
And we've got all the weapons we need.
Amen.
Now let's read this. Glory to God. But put on the whole armor of God, verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Everybody say, stand against. That wiles means, listen, means scheming. You know what the devil does? He schemes, gives ideas, tries to tear down. Tries to get us thinking about yesterday, the day before, or how it used to be. Well, I remember the church back in 20 years ago, and oh, we had so many people. Oh, wish we had those days back. No, you don't. Because what you forgot is all the junk that went on at the same time. I'm preaching so much better and I'm getting amens. It's pitiful. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Boy, the church needs to hear that one. But we wrestle against rulers of darkness of this age and against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you're able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Did you know Jerry Savelle? How many know who Jerry is? Jerry Savelle had a suit of armor made that is supposed to look like, you know what I'm reading about.
Yeah.
It's the goofiest looking thing you ever saw.
Wow.
But he made his point. See, instead of riding a motorcycle and preaching off the motorcycle, he preached the word. Well, anyway, some people got that. Come on. But he got the message across because he looked like a superhero.
Yes.
He had all this armor on and a shield of faith. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Now watch. Stand therefore, being girded, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of Christ, above all, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench some of the fiery darts.
All?
Well, how come we're getting hit? Evidently, I forgot my shield again. Left that baby home. We had a shield of faith.
That's
what I'm trying to get across last night and tonight. We've got a shield of faith. It don't matter what the devil does. It doesn't matter. My heart is broken over what happened today. But I ain't quitting.
No,
I'm not backing off. The devil will pay. Somewhere a door was left open. I don't know where. Don't care. But I'll tell you, he'll pay, and we'll preach this gospel stronger than we've ever preached it before, because Jesus Christ is Lord. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Now, I understand that. People say, well, Doc, do you ever want to quit? Never. It's never an issue. You can ask my wife. I don't go home and say, boy, I've had it. Oh, there's times I've been pushed around, pretty rejected. But I'm not a quitter, neither is she.
Amen.
Because what are you going to do? Somebody says, well, you'll take a little time off, go fishing. No. Duh. Maybe a day, then we'd want to go somewhere.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
We were home 3 weeks and we really enjoyed it, but boy, we were ready to come.
Yeah.
I'm sold out to this thing, church.
Amen.
I'm sold out to you, whether you believe it or not.
Amen.
I'm sold out to these two, whether you
Amen.
Believe it or not.
Amen.
And because I'm sold out to them, I'm sold out to you.
Amen.
You're supposed to fall on the floor. Let's try that again. His wife saved the iPad. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 10. This is the last scriptures. Somebody just probably said, praise God. Finally got an amen. Her?
It was her.
I'm going to preach to you, madam. That's all right, Mark. I get it. Hebrews chapter 10. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 19. Therefore, brethren. Now, who do you suppose he's talking to? How many brethren and sistren we got in here?
Amen.
Come on. So he's talking to us. Say, he's talking to me.
Amen.
Therefore, you guys, having boldness, what should you have? You know what you need? Boldness. You know what you need? Holy boldness. You know what you need? Boldness. Quit thinking and do it. Because the minute you think, you'll never do it. Because your head says, well, what will people think? Now, here's the problem. When you see, I didn't say nothing to her. But when you got boldness, people think you're haughty. Ah, they're just showing off. No, you're not. You're doing the will of God.
Amen.
It's God showing off.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now don't mess up my sermon. Now watch this. I want you to get this. I want you to get this, Dr. Wayne. Therefore, brethren, can you just excuse me a minute? I talk to Wayne for a minute. And Diane. Therefore, Wayne and Diane, having boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. You know what God told me today when I read this? He said, tell Wayne and Diane The new and living way is here.
All right. Praise God.
It's not coming.
Yep.
It's here.
It's here.
All you got to do is step over in it.
Amen.
And you know what it's going to take to do that? Boldness.
Amen. Got it.
Amen. It's just not the way I am. Well, that's true.
That's right.
That's a fact.
That's right.
It's not the way I am either.
Right.
I'm a very mild brother. No, it's true. I enjoy a quiet evening at home eating popcorn. Yeah. And candy corn. And Hershey bars. And ice cream with chocolate on top. Okay, I'm back to you. By a new and living way, which he consecrates for us through the veil, that is his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart of assurance, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Watch. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised, he who promised is what?
Faithful.
If he promised it, it's a done deal.
Amen.
And it belongs to you. Now, this is interesting. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. That's the way I feel sometimes. But Mary Bell won't let me cry. Let us consider one another, the healthy kid in it. Yeah. Consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. I didn't write the book. You know what the book says? We're not supposed to skip. We're not supposed to get mad and leave.
Amen.
What we really need to do is come and glue.
Yep.
Get in.
That's right.
Be bold.
Amen.
With full assurance.
Amen.
That God's going to do something great.
Amen.
If this house came to every service with the attitude, God's going to do something great in here today. I'm telling you, he's going to do great things.
Amen.
But you can't come and say, I wonder what will happen tonight.
Amen.
No, you got to come with full assurance. And what he promised, he'll deliver.
Amen.
It's absolutely amazing when a crowd makes a demand on a preacher.
Yes.
Changes everything.
Yes.
Every dimension is changed. When you got spectators,
yep,
it's hard to get them to cheer.
Yep. Yep.
Takes a home run.
Yep. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
But the preacher may not always have a home run, but Jesus does.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's all yours.
Yep.
Amen.
Not forsaking the assembling of yourself together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Now, I got news for you. The day is approaching.
That's right.
Jesus Christ will soon be seen in the sky.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, how weak that got. Jesus Christ will soon be seen in the sky. Now, the world is pretty round, right? Do we all agree on that? If Jesus appears here, how are they going to see him down there? I've been meditating on these. These are heavy thoughts that I have. No, I'm serious. If he appears over in New York, How are they going to see him in China? Are you ready to be blasted? He will appear so huge that every eye on earth shall see him.
Amen.
At the same time.
Amen.
That staggers your thinker.
Yeah.
You say, hey, how can that be? The trump of God will sound. It's not going to be Phil Driscoll hitting a high note. The angel, archangel, will shout. Suddenly, every grave of the righteous is opened. The dead of Christ shall rise first to meet him in the air, not on earth, in the air, and then we who are remain will be caught up after the dead in Christ are raised. We'll be caught up and join them in the air. Ask me if I can fly.
Can you fly?
Someday.
Yes.
Without wings and a jet.
Amen.
I'm going to soar out of here. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to make sure Sister Mary Baird's going with me. Praise God. You understand what I'm trying to say here?
Amen.
It's so awesome. And we don't talk about it much anymore. But I'm telling you, we got a day coming.
That's right.
So what do we need to do? We need to press in. We need to press in.
Yes.
We need to press in.
Yes.
And when you get tired of pressing in,
right,
press in some more.
That's
and when
right
you get tired of not working,
yes,
you get another job working here in the church doing something. Come on, let's get the rest of the windows put in. Let's get the roof put on this place. Come on, we got work to do. There's a city out here going to hell and as fast as they know how to do it. But we've got the answer. Come on,
amen.
We're not just some dumb little church with some sweet little pastor and his sweet little wife. No, we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Everything we touch prospers.
Amen.
Come on, we've got power. We've got power. We've got power. We not our power, his power. I believe and I receive Holy Ghost power.
Yes. Yes.
We were talking about it at lunch. Holy Ghost power. And I said this to Wayne and Diane.
Wendy.
Sorry. Now I forgot what I said to him. But I know it was good. Because I said it. But he's talking about moving in the Spirit. It doesn't matter what meeting I go to, and doesn't matter who's preaching, I expect to be used. Why? Because I'm anointed. Now, does God always use me? Nope. But I've done my part. But if you don't ever do your part,
right,
he will bypass you every time.
Right.
Because you have put a sign on you somewhere,
yeah,
unavailable.
Yeah. Amen.
Not fit for the master's use. But I put a sign on me, I'm ready.
Right.
If you want me to prophesy, I'll prophesy. You want me to lay hands on people, I'll lay hands. You want me to preach, I'll be glad to do it. You want me to sit, I'll do that. Come on. Well, I don't feel anointed. It's not about what you feel. It's about what you know. Huh? Yeah, it's about what you know, not what you feel. Because if we went by what we felt, none of us would be here tonight. It's a full moon. Na 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 na. Come on.